Here is another product that, after a firmware change, can be run 100% locally and linked to Home Assistant. This time, it's a single light switch appearing under vendor code 72-87#. But related models may also have designations: DS101, DS111, DS151, DS161, DS1011ZC. Firmware is uploaded as usual via UART. I got the product in a kit from a reader. I was changing the firmware for him at his request in exchange for the opportunity to take photos. I received a whole series of these gadgets, but for now, we will discuss the switch. The whole set can be bought for a few dozen zlotys. From China, you can even order for 30 zlotys, in our country more like 60. Included is a capacitor, referred to rather oddly by the vendors as an adapter, and an instruction manual. The manual is in our language. The seller has already taken care of that. The manual describes pairing with Tuya, but I have other plans. Interior, 72-87, removing the front panel. The same PCB is used by the three versions of the switch, single, double, and triple. The switch is based on the CB3S module, similar to the WB3S. PCB designation: A1011WL3B2, Rev A0-2022-818. This large component in the SoIC is the touch button controller. A second PCB remains. Designation of the second PCB: DS101JL3A1, Rev A-2022-1026. On the board, there is a small power supply in flyback topology and one relay. From underneath, I can see additional electronics. The power supply is based on the S7142S. What I don't know is why these NP3095s are there. Firmware change 72-87. You will need a USB to UART converter. According to the flasher instructions, or according to our YT video, soldered wires, see pinout CB3S, Flasher correctly reads GPIO configurations, JSON Tuya, OBK template, instructions for pairing with HA, copy of factory software. Summary: the switch has been correctly programmed and returned to the reader. Along with this switch, I got a bit more hardware, which I'll put in separate topics, but I'll already announce what's going to be in them. There's a topic getting ready about a garage door controller and an external socket, this time on an ESP8266. The switch itself, shown here, turned out to be nothing new, essentially a repainted DS101, but from the outside, I wasn't able to recognize it. In any case, freeing it from the manufacturer's cloud and connecting it to Home Assistant is seamless.